Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of December, 2018, Sunday morning, and last night was the first time that I was able to view the funeral services of my father. It's on the Church of God Holiness website in Oglin Park. It was very interesting, I must say, very interesting. You know, we're living in a time when the programming that we have received over the years, good morning, Jim Kohler, the programming that we have received over the years has pretty much taken effect on 99% of the people. When my father was living, he made it very clear he did not want a funeral service, but they had a funeral service, okay? He also made it very clear that he didn't want a funeral service in a church, and they had it in a church. He also would go to the pastor's house to watch over his invalid mother so that the pastor's wife could attend the church services. And of course, the pastor was preaching false doctrine. So I don't endorse my dad for doing that, for reinforcing false doctrine. And according to what was said in the funeral, which I have no way of validating, because first of all, when people lie about the Bible, they don't tell truth about a lot of other things, okay? But what the pastor said is that my dad had shared with someone before he died that he'd had an encounter with God, and this encounter that he had with God had brought him to a point where if he lived, okay, he would always attend church services from then on with my mom. Now, I'm telling you, that does not sound at all like my father. Okay, I'm not saying it's a lie, but for years and years and years, he took a stand against the false doctrine taught by the Church of God Holiness people. And for him to have a deathbed experience where he turned around and said he was in error, I find questionable. I'll just put it that way. Oftentimes when people are close to death, people will try to enforce their values down the throats of people who can't defend themselves. And I can tell you that my father shared with me just a short time ago, like 6 months ago, when I was in his home, that he had no idea what he was going to have to experience at the end of his life. And that's as far as I'm going to go. He went further than that in regards to relationships and so on, but I'm not going to go any further than that. Well, what am I pointing this out for? I'm pointing this out because, you know, if we say we believe the Bible, and then we're going to endorse people who say they don't believe the Bible, okay, they don't believe that the ninth chapter of Romans. They don't believe in reprobation. They don't believe, they believe that God died for the sins of the whole world, okay, which is a denial of effectual atonement. If they say that they believe that a person can fall from grace, which is a denying eternal adoption, it's denying election, it's denying predestination. And that's what that church upholds. They deny the doctrine of original sin. They deny conditional election. They deny particular redemption. They deny irresistible grace. About 2 weeks before my father passed away, I sent him this latest book that I wrote. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. People want to be accepted. They don't want to be in the minority. They want the love, which love to them means acceptance. They want the acceptance and the hugs and the tears and everything that goes along with it, okay, rather than standing up for the truth of God's word. Okay, that's it in a nutshell. So anyway, that's what's on my mind this morning. Are you in the minority or are you in the majority? You know, do you have the approval of everybody? What does Scripture say about that? Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow be to those who are on the road to eternal life. And so, in that funeral service, of course, which, like I said, I don't think my dad would have ever approved of, were people from every imaginable religious persuasion. Roman Catholics, you name it. And they were all loving and hugging on each other as if they were all just one big happy family. Was that the way it's going to be in heaven? Are there going to be Roman Catholics in heaven? Are there going to be people who deny the word of God in heaven? I posted a picture on Facebook this morning of my wife, my son, and myself with my mother and father a number of years ago. And I want you just to look at the look on my mother's face. Okay? She doesn't like me. Okay? She says she loves me, and she says she prays for me. But what she's praying for is that I'll come around, just like she was trying to do all those years with my dad, sway people to her way of thinking. I love my mother, too. And loving my mother means telling the truth, not reinforcing the lie. The lies of free will. That's what I was raised on, that's what I was taught on, and that's what she's still endorsing. The lies of free will, that you control your own destiny by choices. She doesn't believe that God is the author and finisher of our faith. She believes she is the author and finisher of her faith. And so anyway, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I hope that my mom comes to knowledge of the truth and embraces the Bible. She told me, you know what I believe. Well, I know what she believes. She believes in the doctrine of free will. I tried to tell her the truth many times and share the truth with her. And whenever I would get into the subject regarding the sovereignty of God, she would start humming and go upstairs and leave. The last time that I went and visited them, she did not really want us there. It was very evident. So, you know, if you know you're not wanted, okay, you can tell if you're not wanted in a group because you're telling the truth. You know, I was told the last time I was at the hospital by my niece, you know, we're going to go eat. If you want something to eat, speak now or forever hold your peace. This is my niece talking to me, the oldest son in the family, okay? And so the reason I'm sharing this is because the gospel, the true gospel, You know, they sang Victory in Jesus at his funeral. They sang other songs. But the true gospel does not eliminate huge portions of the Word of God. It doesn't eliminate it. It embraces all of it. It embraces all of it. And when people start taking away and adding to Scripture, there's a problem. There's a big problem. Well, so the admonition, exhortation this morning is be a truth teller. You know, don't prefabricate stories. Don't lie. Don't misrepresent the Bible. I had one Church of God minister tell me, the only difference in you and me is I drive a Ford and you drive a Chevy. No, that's not the only difference in what we believe. The difference in me and you, E.G. Britt, is you're driving a vehicle of false doctrine. I believe he's gone now. But anyway, that's kind of my thoughts this morning. I know it's not a popular subject. I know that people will say, oh, Larry just doesn't love and honor his parents. Yes, I honor my parents. My mother was a great cook. Okay. She was a great housekeeper. They called her Mrs. Clean. But she does not like this doctrine. I can tell you that. And neither does the movement that she's involved in. And my dad came up against it for years. And they needed to have him have an about face to support the fact that they believe they're in the right. Well, if they believe they're in the right by rejecting the Word of God, there's not anything I can do about it. Only God can reveal the truth to people. It's either grace or works, folks. Okay? It's either effectual calling or free will. You can't have them both. It's either eternal election or self-direction. And, you know, God will not share his glory with another. He will not. He said he would not share his glory with another. He says, I am God. There's none beside me. And so if you think that you can go in amongst Arminians and fellowship with them and eat with them and just accept them for whatever they believe, okay, what's the difference in that and fellowshipping with Mormons or Roman Catholics or Satanists for that matter? Well, they talk about amazing grace, but they ought to do a song called Amazing Free Will. You know, amazing free will, how sweet it sounds, that saved a wretch like me. I chose Christ, and that caused me to be set at liberty. That's the song of free willers. You know? Well, the reality of it is, folks, truth must be revealed. The only way one can have truth is to have it revealed to them. Quickened by the Holy Spirit and applied by the blood of the Lamb. If a man is dead in his trespasses and sin, as Christ said, you must be born again. Until this happens, no truth is revealed in him. But when one is born again, the truth of the gospel is embraced and cherished. The believer realizes then they will never perish, for they are foreknown, called, blood-bought, and elected from above, and have been given God's eternal love. So, this message is to all my family. I truly love each and every one of you. I love my mother. I love you, mother. I love Brad, my brother. I love Joy, my sister. I love all my nieces and nephews. But I do not agree with the false doctrine that you uphold and reinforce, evidenced by my father's funeral and who you had minister at his funeral. I remember my dad saying, he's a good guy. Well, really? Is it a good guy to get up and present? I remember one time there was a video on, and he had a cross around his neck, a great big old cross. Or it was either on his tie or on his neck. I don't remember for sure. And I mentioned it to my mom. I said, why does he wear that cross like that? Oh, he never wears a cross. I said, well, it's right on his video. Okay? Jesus is not on the cross. Okay? I don't even like the song, The Old Rugged Cross. I don't cling to a cross. I cling to Christ. I don't need a cross. It sounds like Catholicism again. Okay? I don't look to an old rugged cross. I look to the completed work of Jesus Christ. Well, that's my thoughts this morning. Good morning, Billy Trent. It's good to see you. I want to end this today with this poem that I've read on air many times, and I want to read it again this morning. Not my choice. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my free will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill. All that his father required, Christ said he still. So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, it was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity, his will to fulfill. Amen. May God be with you this morning.